Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswire, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, July 9th, 2025, and we have a lineup of industry and manufacturing headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Arex launches first personal protective equipment brand designed specifically for women. Arex, a women-owned personal protective equipment PPE brand, has launched its debut product line designed specifically for women. Founded by Dr. Hillary Gallen and Caitlin McCarthy, Arex aims to redefine safety standards in industries where women have been underserved by PPE designed for men. The company's launch collection includes the original vest and original shirt, featuring a multi-point fit system for tailored fit and comfort. Arex's gear meets updated OSHA regulations for proper fit, with the vest being ANSI 107 Type R Class 2 certified. Trusted by leading companies, Arex is already helping employers better support their workforce with high-performance PPE. The line is available at www.shoprxppe.com, with new styles and industry-specific gear coming soon. New Querétaro office marks Redwood's next phase in cross-border supply chain strategy. Redwood Logistics and Redwood Mexico have opened a new office in Querétaro, Bajío, Mexico, marking a significant milestone in their cross-border supply chain strategy. The location strategically places Redwood near major automotive OEMs and other manufacturers, enhancing service capabilities. With plans to grow to 100 employees within 3 years, this expansion demonstrates Redwood's commitment to Mexico's role as a global manufacturing hub. The new office will house all business divisions, providing integrated supply chain solutions and real-time visibility. This move reflects Redwood's focus on supporting nearshoring efforts and strengthening cross-border supply chains, positioning them as a key player in the region's logistics landscape. Mining news breaks: Silvercorp Metals Inc.'s NYSE American SVM growing portfolio, strong balance sheet drive investor appeal. Silvercorp Metals Inc., a Canadian mining company producing silver, gold, lead, and zinc, reported its strongest fourth quarter performance to date, closing out fiscal 2025 with significant growth in revenue and operating cash flow. Income from mine operations in the quarter climbed to $26.1 million, up from $13 million in Q4 fiscal 2024. The company also increased capital investments in its core operations, adding cash to its balance sheet and reporting cash and short-term investments of $369.1 million. Silvercorp has access to a $175 million stream financing credit to support El Domo mine construction, showcasing its strong balance sheet and driving investor appeal. For more information, visit Silvercorp Metals' website at .silvercorpmetals.com. Hanover Company announces groundbreaking of two-building industrial project in Baltimore-Washington corridor. Hanover Company announces the groundbreaking of a new industrial complex in the Baltimore-Washington corridor, featuring two Class A industrial buildings. Located at 765 and 775 Crane Highway North, Gambrels, the development offers exceptional logistical advantages with easy access to the DC metropolitan area and key transportation hubs. The project includes Building 1, spanning 107,474 square feet, and Building 2, spanning 260,989 square feet, both with a 36-foot clear height and modern amenities. Construction is set to be completed by July 2026. Hanover Company's commitment to growth and innovation is evident in this transformative development, with Comerica Bank providing financial support. For leasing inquiries, contact Cushman & Wakefield. Visit hanoverco.com for more information on Hanover Company's nationwide real estate development projects. TAMCO's StormFighter Flex shingles are helping Texans rebuild stronger. When fierce storms swept across North Texas in early June, causing widespread damage to homes and roofs, TAMCO's StormFighter Flex shingles emerged as a resilient solution. Engineered for extreme weather conditions with proprietary ForceFex technology, these shingles offer flexibility, impact resistance, and durability. Class 4 impact rated, and with a 160 miles per hour wind warranty, they provide long-term protection. Designed for easy installation and available in bold colors, TAMCO's StormFighter Flex shingles combine beauty and performance. As climate patterns shift, these shingles offer Texas families peace of mind and protection. To find a local certified contractor, visit TAMCO.com.
Lincoln delivers 1.6 million SF Goodyear Airpark Phase 1. Lincoln Property Company and Harvard Investments have delivered Goodyear Airpark Phase 1, a 1.6 million square foot industrial project in Phoenix. They have also started development on Estrella Gateway, a retail portion of the project spanning 63 acres. The retail pads will kick off with a quick trip travel center on approximately 5 acres. Goodyear Airpark is strategically located near major amenities and future transportation routes. The project aims to attract major employers and industries, adding stability to the area. Phase 1 includes 6 buildings ranging from 81,000 to 775,000 square feet designed to support logistics, manufacturing, and data centers. For leasing or investment opportunities, contact Lincoln Property Company at 602-912-888.
The West is staring at a looming crisis in metals smelting. The West is facing a potential crisis in metals smelting as China restricts the export of rare earth metals and emerges as a global leader in base metals smelting. Companies like Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. are uncovering new sources of vital minerals. Investors can find the latest news and updates on Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com.
Mining news breaks: Fathom Nickel Inc. Inc. 6Q5, OTCQB, FNICF, appoints former Noront CEO Alan Kautz to board. Fathom Nickel Inc. announced the appointment of Alan Kautz, a veteran geologist with over 35 years of mining experience, to its board of directors. Kautz, former CEO of Noront Resources, led the $650 million sale of the Eagle's Nest Nickel Project. His expertise in project development is seen as crucial for advancing Fathom's projects in Saskatchewan. The company aims to explore and develop world-class nickel camps in the region. To learn more about Fathom Nickel Inc., visit their newsroom. For more information on Mining Newswire and its services, visit their website. Florida enacts new mandatory builder warranty. Florida has enacted a new mandatory builder warranty effective July 1, 2025. Builders are now required to provide a transferable 1-year warranty for newly constructed residential homes, covering defects in equipment, materials, or workmanship that violate the Florida Building Code. The warranty excludes coverage for appliances with manufacturer warranties, normal wear and tear, and acts of God. Builders must remedy defects at their own expense and can offer an express written warranty exceeding statutory minimums. This new law aims to protect homeowners and ensure quality construction standards in Florida.
NanoGraph appoints Thomas Redd as Chief Executive Officer. NanoGraph, the largest silicon oxide anode material producer in the United States, has appointed Thomas Redd as Chief Executive Officer. Dr. Francis Wong will remain as a technical advisor. Redd's role marks NanoGraph's shift to full commercial execution, expanding into new markets, and overseeing production at their Chicago facilities. Redd brings 25 leadership in clean technology. NanoGraph has achieved significant milestones, including ranking on Time's top 250 green tech companies list and launching Onyx, a silicon anode material improving battery performance. They have also secured funding from the U.S. Department of Energy and partnered with Thales Defense and Security Inc. to enhance military communications. Redd's appointment signifies NanoGraph's commitment to growth and innovation in the battery technology sector. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.